And now, from the rooftop of the Rockies, it's Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn.
Oh, yes, hour two, Backbone Radio. Matt Dunn at your service on this March 24th, 2024. Looking out the window, do I see any snow? I don't yet. I don't. But I'm hoping we do before the end of the program. We'll keep an eye on that weather action. Hope you're gathered around the fire. What's that word? Hygge? H-Y-G-G-E? That Scandinavian concept for cozy? I've been talking about that term, friluftsliv, lately, about how you can help save your soul a little bit when the world has gone mad by a little bit of the open-air life, outdoor breathing. Getting outdoors in this once great state of Colorado. Politically, of course, it's terrible. But in other ways, we're still the greatest. And so, I don't know, it would be a lot better if we had a redder state, wouldn't it? One quick point before the phone action. I will say this, that it is an interesting phenomenon. By the way, great American Eric heard the Rascals song, People Gotta Be Free. And here's the text. Wow, Dr. Dunn, that Rascals song, People Got to Be Free, sounds so good. It should be your permanent bumper theme song to identify your arrival on the radio show. Ha! And he, nice long text there, great American. Black conservative. We have the best conversations, may I say. And he does make the best burritos. But speaking of, you know, apparently more and more rappers are endorsing Donald Trump. More and more rappers. And it's up to, I think we're over 25 big name rappers. And they're not afraid to say so publicly, according to Laura Logan, which means the old tactics of shaming are no longer effective, says Laura Logan. Apparently, a platinum-selling rapper named Money Man says he's voting Donald Trump. And that makes him around the 25th rapper to publicly endorse Donald Trump. Dom Lucre, another, I believe he is a rapper, says the only other president to have an urban impact like this is undoubtedly President Obama, and he is black. And so you start looking at, and I have a few, Kodak Black has endorsed Donald Trump. And again, these are some of these big platinum-selling rappers, and you start to think about the shaming thing. Boy, the elites and the people that run the media, right, which is the uniparty deep state, intel agencies and all that, they went out of their way to make it so that if you say a positive thing about Trump or you're out there socially and you say, hey, Trump, voting for him, and if you're wearing a MAGA hat or whatever, they want to control the shame factor upon you. And they've done that. And it worked on some people nominally in the last two election cycles. Right. That's how they roll. And they want to make it hard for you to, you know, have a Trump bumper sticker on your car or, you know, wear the. But what if that's all gone now? And I'm telling you, I'm watching this evaporate. The old shower, the shaming power, it is evaporating as we speak. And guess what? It is cool to be MAGA. It is cool to be America First and pro-Trump, and it's only going to get cooler heading into November when Trump went to SneakerCon and unveiled his new line of Trump sneakers. They sold out immediately. The sneaker people wanted their Trump sneakers, and one like special limited edition pair sold for $450,000. It's cool, ladies and gentlemen, to be supporting Donald Trump. That's a big deal. That's a big shift. Listen to it. Listen to it. You can see it. You can watch this. You can watch this play that the shaming power they once had after 4 years of the disaster of Joe Biden on everything, foreign policy, domestic policy, more wars, all of it. economic mismanagement. Screwing the pooch, I like to say, is what Biden has done to this country. Trying to stuff it in his wallet, all his bribery schemes. And that's just a fact, ladies and gentlemen. Trump's the guy who made an honest living. And they're trying to take his money. They're trying to rig that, too. And Biden has been a grifter the whole time, like the rest of the Uniparty folks and the Beltway. And anyway, is it cool to like Joe Biden? Do you know anybody out there who likes, oh, I love Joe Biden. He's done a great job these last 4 years. I love being a Democrat. Folks, that is the height of uncool. It could not be less cool to be like thinking that Biden is in any way okay. It could not be, you could not do anything more uncool in your life than put a Biden sticker on your car. I mean, that's just lame. It's not uncool. It's just, it is the kind of thing that is happening right now as we speak. Watch this play, ladies and gentlemen. It is very exciting. The cool and what is uncool, the shame factor. And when you start getting people who are not afraid to come out and say, no, man, I'm for Trump, totally, all the way. And they can't stop that. They can't shame you into shutting your mouth. That's one thing you can do. It's your moral duty, I would say, to do that. If you want to have a country after November 2024, we do have a deadline. People got to be free. Sing the Rascals. Great American Eric's favorite song. And we will not be free after November 2024 if somehow they rig it so Biden gets another term and the globalist puppet string pullers who hate you and hate this country run the show another 4 years. Can you even imagine how thick the walls to our gulag will be? Folks, galvanize, galvanize, galvanize. And that's something that Byron York writes about. And I'll tell you what, the lines are full. Can I ask you to hang on just through one more break? Let me just get this in, and then we'll just talk all the way through, and just we'll be fast, but with apologies. But Byron York's essay here in the Washington Examiner, quote, behind Trump's comeback, the former president talks about his return. And I don't know if I'd call it a political comeback, because I don't think he ever left. But it says, Trump walked to the podium to his usual entrance music, Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. To say the reception was wildly enthusiastic would be an understatement. The hometown Mar-a-Lago crowd's reaction to Trump was more than just political enthusiasm. It was more intense, more personal, more devoted. Trump had a sheet of prepared notes, whom to recognize, whom to thank, but spoke mostly off the cuff. At the end of his remarks, Trump walked along a rope line on his way out of the room. He shook hand after hand, but rather than a simple handshake, some excited admirers would grasp his hand so heartily and squeeze so hard that Trump had to pull back to move on to the next person. Near the end of the line, one woman seized Trump's hand so vigorously that a Secret Service agent had to deliver a sort of mini karate chop, nothing violent, just a firm tap, to break that one-sided embrace. As we walked back to the terrace to resume dinner, Byron York asked Trump, weren't you once famously a germaphobe? Trump responded, in this business, you just have to get over it. He held out his right hand and showed that the back was covered by a large greenish bruise. There were also marks left by female admirers with carefully manicured nails. It happened all the time, he said. As we walked, Trump marveled at the emotional connection people in the crowd felt with him. He feels it, too, and he knows it is unusual, not the sort of thing one sees every day in politics or in life. And Trump says it's a great, great honor. But this emotional connection, there's a huge enthusiasm gap. Biden has no enthusiasm in his supporters, none. Trump voters, massive. Republican voters, massive connection to Donald Trump. And folks, it's only going to get more galvanized between now and November. It's only going to get cooler. Cooler. Oh, yeah. Looking forward to it.
On your radio,
smartphone, or smart speaker. News Talk 710, KNUS.
We got some Jerry Lee Lewis in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Carry me back home to old Virginia. Jerry Lee, I love this guy. Stand up for Jerry Lee.
And spare the cotton and the corn and tail grow. Keep a growing now. That's a way of
turning up the mics around here. You got a knob on that radio dial.
So here I'm going. Virginia, hit my home, sweet home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Who else can do it like Jerry? I don't know why I like this song so darn much. It just rocks. Get out that piano, Jerry. Makes me want to go back to Virginia. Not my home, but I'll get over it. A little more, Jerry. What do you think, Blake?
Hi, Jeff.
Thought I'm coming on back home now. I got a city boy, cotton fields back home.
Never have played this one before around here. Jerry's going home. Oh, man. Anyway, once in a while, we do get a little carried away around here. You just got to enjoy the life, you know, enjoy it. Then, again, we've never been as cool. Well, we've always been pretty cool, but we're getting cooler all the time, putting America first, cooler and cooler. And there was, yeah, text the studio, Joe Scarborough. He's out there saying, oh, Joe Biden is so sharp. He's with it. Way to go, Morning Joe. And everyone's like, man, that guy is so uncool. Taylor Swift endorses Biden. Oh, man, will that ever be uncool? I don't think even Taylor Swift could survive the uncool impact of that. But Byron York, and you know, he's a pretty dispassionate writer, Washington Examiner. The spirit is more and more intense. 2024. It's unusual. It's growing. It's growing. The spirit, more spirit than the last two cycles even, which had a huge amount of spirit. This nation is on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do it. Let's roll. Oh, it's going to get wild heading into November. What's the deep state going to do? Anything weird happens, any stunt that happens, you know the deep state is behind it. We know exactly where to look. Oh, the GOP majority in the House suddenly goes away? Oh, how'd that happen? Well, yeah, deep state. Yeah, just look about that far. Let's get to the phone action. And Brian in Arvada, how you been, young man?
Oh, my God. You know, I'm over 50 years old. I never heard that song, but that ain't the last time I'm going to listen to it. That was pretty good. I got to give it to you on the music tonight.
That song rocks, man. Jerry Lee, that old school. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. I've never heard it. But, yeah, did you see old Bucky Boy? He was on CNN today.
Oh, really? And, well, he represents CNN.
Well, they were just interviewing him as he's walking out, you know, with his shoulders down, just, you know, depleted. But anyhow, they start running their mouth to him, and he goes, well, I won't vote for a convicted felon, and he's just part of this swamp. He's a dummy. And then all of a sudden, out of the woodworks comes Manchin Joe, and they giggle together, and Joe says, we got to go to a meeting together, and then you see him escort old Kenny off. I mean, it's the most disgusting, phony nonsense I've ever seen. These people are sitting at the bar at night laughing at everybody. You know, the swamp's got to get together because there's a lot of Republicans in that swamp. So they figure, well, we can't win by the cheap margin, so let's have backup. We'll give up the House, we'll give up the Senate, and we'll tie his arms like we did last time. It's all the same nonsense.
Oh, yeah. It's the same old story. And, of course, it's so easy to see through it. But, you know, for the folks that aren't paying that close of attention, they're the ones who are realizing, hey, things aren't too good around here with Biden in charge. But they have to be, you know, extra brainwashed into staying in the gulag. We'll see if they do it. But, I mean, nobody could be more uncool than Ken Buck or this Gallagher guy or Joe Scarborough, by the way. So we'll see. We'll see, Brian.
Deep start get, there's too many secrets out there, so they're all trying to protect each other. So they figure, well, we can't really cheat this election like we did last because the numbers are just too big. So we'll tie his hands up before, and we'll start doing these little things where we expel people like that one guy they said was corrupt, which he probably was, but who cares? They should have kept him on. And then the skinny old boy resigning another guy resigning.
And Ken
setting it up, so they're going to tie Trump's hands.
They're going to try to say convicted felon. That's the whole point. When, of course, you know, the American people see through the racket. Elon Musk's out there tweeting, yeah, you know, the J6 prosecutions have gone way too far. This Byron York essay says, the weaponized DOJ and all of the lawfare is only galvanizing support for Donald Trump. And as they try to fine him for like $494 million or whatever it is, it just puts an exclamation point on all the rigging they've been doing all the way along, right? It just motivates people to see through the racket, you know?
Well, we all kind of, you know, we didn't know how deep the swamp was. We didn't know how hard it would be to drain. I mean, it turns out it's a pretty dirty swamp that we're dealing with. So there's going to be some growing pains along the way, but I think we're definitely on the right path.
Yes, we are. And the enthusiasm gap, oh, I love talking about that. But, Brian, I better keep moving. My man, and Brian, you have never been cooler, by the way. By the way, bacon and beans, that was a legendary call last week. Just
no,
so
bacon
you know.
And beer. Bacon and beer.
Oh, yeah. Bacon and beer. Yeah. Those two items.
But we'll take beans along. You know, we'll take beans with it. We're cool with that.
Okay. Another, yeah. Just add those in. Throw them in, Brian.
I'm a quad B. Brian, bacon, beans, and beer.
Keep up the good work. It's your moral duty. All of the above. Thank you, sir. Text the studio, snowing in Larimer County, reports a listener in Larimer County. And Dean in Arvada texts in, ground completely covered about an inch deep and little dog hiding from the thunder. And I don't know if that's an inch deep of snow or if that's an inch deep of rain, but something's happening out there. Let's say hey to Chuck in Oklahoma. Chuck, welcome aboard.
Hey, Matt, listen, Elise Stefanik, she went great, like, against the Ivy League presidents and everything.
Yeah.
But why don't she have, like they did with Alan Bragg, why don't they call Letitia James up there and question her and see what's going on? I mean, where are the Republicans in defense of Trump?
Oh, they always leave him hanging out to dry. You will notice that, that's been what's happened since the escalator 2015, is that Trump is under absolute attack from the Uniparty, from the left, from the deep state, from a weaponized DOJ. They're trying to ruin his business, attack all of his kids, attack Melania, all the rest of it, and he's just left out there to do it all himself, defend himself. You'll notice that?
Boy, I'll tell you what, I've never, well, of course, nobody's ever seen anything like this, but you know, because of that Fannie Willis thing, or whatever her name is, how they have the records of her and that prosecutor going to the White House, you know it's all coordinated. So
totally. Coordinated. Norm Eisen, Mary McCord, and Andrew Weissman, the lawfare deep state people, coordinating Letitia James, coordinating Fannie Willis. It's just obvious, but there is a few, you know, dense heads out there, commentators, that can't quite figure that out. It's really hard, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, this is no different than like an old Soviet Union deal that's starting to develop here. I mean, because just imagine if the Democrats take it, and I believe that they will, because there's no way in the world they're going to let him win or let the election take place.
Well, they're just going to have to be defeated then. we're just going to have to win anyway. So we're not giving up.
Listen to podcast of Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn at 710knus.com.
Few more weather updates as we listen to Depeche Mode on Backbone Radio. It was hail in Arvada. Dean in Arvada followed up. It was an inch of hail out Arvada way. Oh, don't lose the music. We got to keep it. We don't do that much Depeche Mode, those guys. Update from Dave T. Played tennis in Berthoud at 1:30. We got a tennis man. Well done, Dave T. Started raining on my way home at 3 p.m., changing to snow in Loveland at 5. Had a nice big steak for dinner. Now settling into some Dr. Dunn outstanding. Dave T., well done. Steak and backbone. Steak and backbone night, where Brian likes bacon, beer, and we did try to add beans on. We tried to add that on tonight. But steak night. Backbone steak night. At any rate, yeah, settle in for some weather. Let's hang out a little bit together. We're saving this place. We're trying to save this place. Bill Maher over on the Bill Maher Show. And, you know, once in a while he'll try to say something that makes you think he's not that much of a partisan political hack. But don't be fooled, okay? And he's going to be full-on left-wing, hyper-partisan mode all the way to November. But even he knows if he says something positive about Biden, he's going to be regarded as deeply uncool. One more weather update. Great American checks in. Rain and windy over here in Stapleton. He added a few other words on there, which host edited out, but they were very funny. They were very funny, let me just say. But Bill Maher, the left is exasperated because they just can't seem to pull ahead somehow. They just can't seem to get anywhere. And they're like, oh, no, just when the lawfare rigging fines Trump for $500 million, then, oh, no, he goes off and earns $3.5-4 billion more from the Truth Social thing. Did I say tooth? Yes, host Dunn is a dentist. And yes, I did start a new practice. And the phone number over there is 303-225-7575 with some great colleagues. Been at it for a couple of decades. Very, very professional, gentle, non-judgmental, good conversation, caring kind of work at our place. We love what we do. We've been at it for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. If you're ever looking for a place to end up, I like to think you couldn't find a place finer. At any rate, the tooth, the whole tooth, nothing but the tooth. Somehow I, once in a while, am reminded to mention this once in a while. But back to Bill Maher. Bill Maher, he's just saying, Trump's the luckiest guy in the world. We just can't. Nothing sticks to him. All the rigging and all the cheating and all the stuff, and we can't pull it off here. Anyway, listen to these folks talk. This one cracks me up.
No, he actually just got this guy is the luckiest guy in the world, but Trump Social, Trump Social, but Truth Social just got permission to go public.
Right.
And so it's his stake, because it's a meme stock, a little like GameStop, is worth $3.5 billion right now, and could go higher if people bid it up.
He definitely made a deal with the devil at something. Because
yeah.
He always lucks out on everything.
Yeah.
He has
the best
enemies. Look at Michael Avenatti. Look at Fannie Willis now in Georgia. The
right.
best enemies.
Right.
Just, it helps him so much.
And Merrick Garland f***ed it all up. He's dithered now we're probably not even going to see any of the trials. He just always lucks his way into everything.
Oh, he just lucks his way into everything. Meaning, I don't know. Does it ever seem like the truth favors Donald Trump? The truth favors Trump? And all of their stupid, racket, dishonest, below-the-belt schemes, they seem to have a hard time launching them successfully. The bond between Donald Trump and the voters of this nation only growing stronger, only growing cooler. Byron York says this, you know, that the weaponizing that DOJ against Trump, all this lawfare is only cementing that base support. And it is only making it more obvious how rigged it has been all the way along. It has never been easier to connect the dots on all this stuff. Oh, we might never see the trials now. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's got $4 billion coming in. Could go higher. Oh, let's listen to liberals cry and moan as they saddled us with 4 years of the disaster of Joe Biden. I mean, what an outright mess. Anybody feeling sympathy for Bill Maher? He's left us there. I might actually have to play that one again in just a little bit. And by the way, somebody is texting in, what kind of steak? So, Dave T., somebody wants to know what kind of steak you're eating, just so you know. If you'd be so good as to text that in, because Backbone Country needs to know about that. And by the way, you know, this is a point that the more you see Trump persecuted, the more you see people like Peter Navarro go to jail. Go to jail. It's never happened before. A key White House advisor is off to jail for defying a House subpoena, which people do all the time. The deep state people do that all the time. They never show up for their stuff. All those years, I would just be in here doing Backbone Radio and say, okay, so-and-so from the FBI is going to come in and testify about this, Russia matter. And then they don't show up. Anyway, Hunter Biden, the very next day after Navarro goes to jail, defies a congressional subpoena. And hey, so what happened to Hunter? Do you see, folks? I mean, is this that hard for people to figure out, right? Anyway, Newt Gingrich, talking to Maria Bartiromo this morning, lays it on here about financial assassination of Trump. Yeah, that's how they're trying to play ball.
And what you're watching is a financial assassination. This is a deliberate effort to destroy somebody because they're a presidential candidate. And I think the country understands that. And I think the country, most people, are enraged that the rule of law could degenerate into this kind of rule of power.
I mean, Newt, where are the other real estate executives in New York? Where are the bankers in New York coming to Trump's defense to say, look, there were no victims here? Where are these people who see this unfairness coming and speaking out? I don't hear anybody.
Right, because what they know is they could be next.
An interesting point from Newt Gingrich there. Man, who is in control of this country? Who is in control? Yeah, who's in control of Ken Buck? Who owns Kenny? As caller Brian likes to call him, old Kenny. At any rate, let's be saying hello to Jack in Wyoming. Howdy, Jack. Welcome.
Hey, Doc. I just turned you on, and I heard you saying something about somebody says is of the opinion that Trump just looks into everything. Is that person stupid enough to think that he invented the Eighth Amendment? Do they think that the Eighth Amendment just showed up because Trump waved a magic flag? Do they understand how long the Eighth Amendment has been in the Constitution? Do they have a clue?
No, they do not. That's the cruel and unusual punishment thing, Eighth Amendment.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
All this stuff's going to be thrown out anyway, but they want to keep it until November of 2024.
No, it's just luck. No, Trump
luck.
Just has luck. It's just luck. How could anybody make a statement like that and be able, how can they make a statement like that and still be able to feed themselves? Explain that one to me.
Isn't it that just that callous dismissiveness of this entire nation, the way they talk, you know, what they're trying to do?
It's obscene.
How they despise the American people so callously. Let them eat cake. That's their mindset, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, man. I don't want to hog your show.
Right on. Jack, you in Wyoming or Evergreen tonight?
I'm in Wyoming. I was
Any
in
snow?
Evergreen a few days ago.
Any snow?
It was snowing just a few minutes ago, and it's blowing like crazy out here.
Okay. Well done. Well, hey.
Okay.
You keep staying groovy,
good.
Sir. All the best
good,
to you.
Good.
Right on. Carry on. And by the way, Dave Teague did get back about the steak. Grass-fed top sirloin, about a half inch thick, 3/4 pound, very tender. That is the steak that Dave T is having, along with Backbone Radio tonight. Another text to studio. I keep thinking about prime rib. Hey, everyone's cracking me up tonight. Cracking me up. That's good. Keep it up. You always do it, but keep it up.
Whether you need new appliances for your kitchen, laundry room, or outdoor cooking space, family-owned and operated Mountain High Appliance has you covered. I'm Brad Barnett, president of Mountain High Appliance. As Colorado's number one choice for appliances for the past 30 years, we offer professional delivery and installation and state-of-the-art showrooms where you can try before you buy. Plus, you're guaranteed the best price with our price match guarantee. When you think appliances, think Mountain High Appliance.
Mountain High Appliance, your favorite appliance store.
Thank you.
What's being hidden from us? About global conflicts? About CV19? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with the weather? About unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 7 p.m. on 710 KNUS News Talk. This is Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org.
The Your Daily Prayer podcast provides timeless truths from God's Word to guide you through every day. Prayers for your hardest days and happiest ones. Prayers for when you wake up and when you lay down. We want to help you experience a richer prayer life today. Download Your Daily Prayer podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Or go to yourdailyprayer.com. That's yourdailyprayer.com.
This is Dennis Prager. Now you can listen to my show when it's convenient for you and without censorship from big tech. Become a member of the ultimate online community for all things Prager. It's Pragertopia Unlimited. Listen to every radio show over the last 10 years, all commercial free. You can even listen to all my Torah teachings for free. Join today and save 25% off the first year and get a free Pragertopia coffee mug. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Wow, Leslie, your fireplace really sucks.
I beg your pardon?
Well, what I mean is your fireplace is literally sucking all the air out of your house and right up the chimney every time you burn it.
Well, what can I do about it?
Well, you could get a high-efficiency gas insert from Mendota. It keeps all the air you already paid the utility company to heat, and it returns up to 86% of the fire's heat back into your house.
I'd use my fireplace every chance I get if I could do that. Maybe my furnace wouldn't need to run so much.
Well, that's the whole point. Hi, this is Keith Lair with Lair Fireplace and Patio, along with my niece, Leslie, to tell you how a gas insert from Mendota will give you the incentive to use your fireplace again. Mendota gas fireplaces and inserts are made to crank out the heat with beauty and style.
Lair's is Denver's oldest, most trusted name in fireplaces. Family owned and operated since 1954.
We'll even give you a free in-home quote, including expert installation by our own certified in-house installers.
Find us on the web at LairFireplacePatio.com.
For top quality Mendota fireplaces and inserts, it's Lair Fireplace and Patio, Denver's fireplace experts.
This is Dan Kaplis. Car crashes are a form of violence. Car crashes instantly shatter lives, physically and financially. Our firm has a historically great record of achieving economic justice for the victims of motor vehicle crashes. We are believed to be the only firm in Colorado history to win 5 straight multi-million dollar jury verdicts in Colorado crash cases. Because of that, we're able to settle most crash cases out of court for the maximum amount and sooner than many would expect. We accept righteous motor vehicle crash cases on a percentage fee basis so that we can represent good people from all walks of life without regard to ability to pay. We have offices in Denver, Loveland, Greeley, and Fort Collins. If you need my help, please call 303-770-5551 or hit DanKaplisLaw.com. That's Dan, C-A-P-L-I-S Law.com.
Dan Kaplis Law is the official law partner of the Denver Nuggets and Colorado Avalanche. DanKaplisLaw.com, the law firm of champions.
Back
Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn on Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS.
I had a message from above.
Out the angels come
to deliver this to you. Now hear me now, brothers and sisters. God is a concept.
Blake found this one.
By which we measure.
Is this John Lennon?
Pain.
Song about God. This is one I've never heard before. And on this, had a text to studio. Bill Maher says Trump made a deal with the devil. Well, maybe Trump made a deal with God, but Maher wouldn't understand since Maher is an atheist, end quote. Sometimes you do wonder about divine favor in all these things that are happening. You just have to see it that, you know, how could you be so blind as to watch all the nastiness, the victimization, the brutalization of Donald Trump, and somehow they think that is okay? Well, I say it's not okay, and as Newt Gingrich says, it is outraging the people of this nation. And let's let John drop down a little bit. Yeah, that's one of his unreleased recordings there.
Here you go, you ready?
I don't believe in heroes.
I just believe in me. And that's reality.
Woo!
Yes, it is.
Blake likes this one. Yeah, does he say he doesn't believe in heroes? Does that mean he doesn't believe in those gyros, those Greek sandwiches?
He said the Beatles.
Oh, he doesn't believe in the Beatles.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in the Beatles or Dylan.
Ah. Well, that must be late, John, when he was, like, having all those revelations, you
1970.
Know? 1970, okay. That was the Imagine era. At any rate. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that journalists are special? By the way, everyone's talking about dinner. Sorry to skip gears again. But since we're talking about steak and all that, someone texts in, if any of your listeners have sources for grass-fed, grass-finished local meat, would they be willing to share? Let's support our local ranchers and farmers. And so, yeah, I guess, you know, somehow the topic of meat came up tonight and dinner. And so, if you know any local folks, why not text on in? And we'll talk about meat a little bit more. But journalists, and this is just a little, it's kind of an aside, but it's kind of not an aside. It's kind of, this is the kind of a segment that Mike Rosen would do, or a segment that, like, Thomas Sowell would write about in one of his columns. But there's a publication called The Jacobin, J-A-C-O-B-I-N, which is lefty, lefty, lefty. You know, French Revolution, remember the Jacobins, the ones that were the purists, and they started guillotining one another because they found even themselves not pure enough? At any rate, Alyssa Quart writes an article called U.S. Media is Collapsing, Here's How to Save It. And because journalists are special, you see, they need to be saved. And you taxpayers need to save the journalists, right? Because they're struggling right now. So what the Jacobin advises is, and here's their tweet header for the article, mass layoffs are tearing through U.S. media. To preserve a functioning media ecosystem, we need three things. Immediate aid to struggling journalists, that's one. Two, public subsidies to smaller news outlets, and eventually, three, industry transformation into a publicly funded system. Well, what do you think of that, ladies and gentlemen, backbone country? Because the journalists out there are struggling. And am I considered a journalist? I guess I'd be considered a journalist, would I not? Radio host, breaking news, discussing the lay of the land, politics, geopolitics, history, culture, film, music. I'm struggling, man. I think taxpayers need to help me out. Just kidding. Think I'll figure it out on my own. At any rate, the left loves to do these kind of things where they will pick and choose who is special and who they think that taxpayers need to send their money to. So, you know, the folks that chose journalism as a career, you know, it's not an easy career, and there's been a lot of transformations in that. Like, I mean, I don't know. Do you see journalists, like, showing much sympathy if coal miners end up getting laid off? Do they show a lot of sympathy? Remember that meme they used to use, learn the code? Which is a very dismissive and a very cruel and heartless thing to say to people in a layoff situation. But, you see, the journalists think that they are special. The media is a special thing. And you out there working your 9-to-5 job, you non-journalists, you need to work more hours. You need to pay more taxes in order to subsidize journalism. You need to pay some of your hard-earned income over to journalists, is what their vision is over at the Jacobin. And I'm just kind of thinking that that doesn't quite jibe with me, right, to talk about the need to subsidize media and journalism, and so much of it already is in so many ways. And if you think about NPR, which is taxpayer-subsidized journalism, they like to say, well, not that much. Well, oh, it still is. And it is all left-wing. It is all left-wing, okay? NPR is far, far wacko left, okay? They used to be nominally, plausibly somewhat nonpartisan and centrist, but they gave all that up the moment Trump came down the escalator, okay? Taxpayer dollars are always used against us, always used against the middle and working classes of this country, and that's the rig, that's the game. They want to extract your money from your taxes, from your hard work, right, and put it into causes that advantage the far left and disadvantage you. There's so many ways in this country that your money is used directly against you. All right, and we could add something like this. It's kind of a good example, right, of how that kind of thing could happen. But if our media went, say, all publicly funded, like the Jacobin is advertising, kind of like a Pravda in the Soviet Union, right? Wasn't that all publicly funded? Pure propaganda. Well, you can be guaranteed that if the media is publicly funded, then the people in charge would funnel it all towards radical leftists, towards the radical left, right? Could it be that somehow the media is threatened by the presence of a little bit of free speech on Twitter, the X platform, and somehow that's harder? It's harder for propagandists to make a living? I think that's a bit of a factor here. But just remember, you know, that people like to carve out the thing that is special to them and say that because I am special, all of you people out there that are less special than I am need to send your money over to me. I mean, that's what they're basically telling you over at the Jacobin, is that journalists are special. They are more special than you. You are not special at all. In fact, you're so not special that you should work harder, pay more money in order to fund the lifestyles and the career choices of the special people. Who's ready to do that? Who thinks that that is a good idea? Yeah, I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. It's Backbone Radio.